few things to say. Notice sheet, just read it. It's all there. That's all I have to say. Apart from this evening, we've got a baptismal service this evening at 6:30. I love that song, Take Me to the Waters, I Want to Be. Do you know that song? I'm going to make you Pentecostal Baptist if it's the best thing I ever do to you. But we're going to baptize somebody in the water here tonight, in that very water. It's being heated up, I believe. It doesn't bother me. I've baptized people in Peru. It's freezing cold water there, so if it's warm, that's a luxury. But do come along, 6:30. But wouldn't it be wonderful if the church was like this tonight? Wouldn't that be good? Well, I'll be here, so it depends on you. But what I want to say is, I want to just say thank you, church. We've done a great job these last few days. We've been really busy as a church, haven't we? Come on, we have, haven't we? We have. Thank you for all those that came on Maundy Thursday, and thank you for those people who led us in prayer. That was really, it was really great for those of us that are at it. Just that moment, just to think about the persecuted church and the persecuted people in our community. And then on Good Friday, thank you for all those people that made buttered hot cross buns. And I went into Grant's yesterday and had a little chat with them and thanked them. And I had my photo taken with the ladies. I couldn't get in the queue. So Sid just said, "Don't worry, Scott." And then we went. And we went right to the front of the queue. And so every time I want to buy bread and there's a massive queue, I'm going to take Sid with me. It's my new style. And thank you for all those people that made the hot cross, prepared the hot cross buns. Thank you for those people that did the coffee and tea. Again, on Good Friday, the church was full, wasn't it? Wasn't it great? I did speak to the vicar afterwards and said, "I'm sorry, you're a rector." He said, "Well, actually, I'm actually a vicar, actually, because in the Church of England, you're always a vicar. My title's a rector, but I'm actually a vicar." And I went, "Oh, praise the Lord." He said, "What do you like to call me, Scott?" I said, "Well, you could call me Bishop if you want." But he said he'll just call me Scott. And then thank you for those people yesterday handing out those eggs. That just, I don't know about you, but that just blessed the socks off me. I just loved it, wasn't it? Carers Cafe yesterday was full. Then we went out and gave eggs to this community, and they didn't understand it, most of them. It's like, why? But we just went out and just blessed that community, and we might never see the full fruitness of that, but God knows that He's working a little bit in their heart. And then yesterday afternoon, the seniors, the seniors in our church, you don't know how I have to eat cakes, don't you? Ooh, there were so many cakes yesterday afternoon. I've never seen so many cakes in all my life. And then you all look so skinny. And then yesterday evening, we had our children's work, and then today we come to Easter Sunday. And so what a week it's been. So I want to just say thank you, church. You've done a great job. Many of you have served in many, many different ways. And well done for that. But I just want to just talk just for a few moments because the children are in. And not because I'm nervous of them. It's just because I'm nervous of my wife. She told me I had to be short today. So I just want to share just a few words. The Good Friday world. What does it mean to be Christians living in a Good Friday world? I just want to suggest What a Good Friday world looks like. And I know Good Friday's gone, but just hold with me on that. What does it mean to live in a Good Friday world? Lots of people in our community, lots of people that we know, live in a Good Friday world. Monday, living in a Good Friday world, where you just go through the routines of normal life, living the way you live with no hope. Tuesday, living in a Good Friday world, where you question and you have self-doubt, and you have fear. Wednesday, living in a Good Friday world where you live in a world that you do not understand, full of pain and of suffering. Thursday, living in a Good Friday world where you have to be careful and look out for number one and guard against anybody who will betray you. Friday, living in a Good Friday world where you fear your death because every single day you get a little bit closer to it. Saturday, living in a Good Friday world where there's no hope. Your heart is heavy with fear because of what you see around you. Sunday, living in a Good Friday world where you only have the routine of life and you do not know the resurrected power of Jesus. Many people live in a Good Friday world, but it's time for us to think. Jesus, we celebrate today, left the grave and lives within our hearts. Easter people, we need to be living in a Good Friday world. We are Easter people if we claim to be Christians. And by being Easter people, we need to live in a Good Friday world. The world is what it is. But today we celebrate that Jesus has left the tomb, that Jesus is alive, amen? That Jesus lives within our hearts. And it's because of that forgiveness and that transformation that we no longer have to live in that Good Friday world where it ends simply with death. But we can live in that new world. We can live in the Easter world. And what does it mean to be Easter people? What does it mean to be God people living in a Good Friday world? I love Holy Week, as many of you know. And in one sense, I really find Good Friday really helpful too. And just to pause again and to think about what Jesus did for me. I wasn't thinking about any of you on that day. I was just thinking about me. What did Jesus do for me? What did Jesus do for you? What does Jesus do for us? But when we look at this Good Friday world, we have to ask ourselves the question, is there hope? And the answer is yes. And I want to just speak about three things today. What does it mean to be an Easter people? What does it mean for us at Rayleigh Baptist Church today and tomorrow and next week and next month? What does it mean for us to live as Easter people? What does it mean for us to live as resurrected people? We are the people of the resurrection if we know and love Jesus. Tonight I'm going to baptize Lily, and I'm going to say to her that she was buried in death to Christ and she's raised to newness in life in Jesus, that her old life has gone and a new life has come, and that she loves the Lord Jesus. But what does it mean? It says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 1-5, as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, but because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in our transgressions, it was by grace you have saved us. Ephesians puts it so clearly that we're resurrected people. It says there that actually it is by grace that we have been saved. Before that, it says that we were made alive in Christ. You and I have been made alive in Christ, church. That's good news. You and I were made alive in Christ. It was by grace that God chose to save us. We are resurrected people because of Jesus. Because of Jesus. Jesus went to the cross for you and I. We didn't have to go. Jesus went to the cross for you and I. We didn't have to go. And it was by his grace that he has saved us. I know what I'm like. You know what you're like. We all know what we're like, don't we? And it is only by grace that God saves us. We are resurrected people. And I love it in that scripture in Ephesians 2, 1-5. It says, you were made alive with Christ. Even when we were dead in our sin, it was grace that saved us. First thing I want to say to us today is that we're resurrected people. We're people that live in the kingdom of God. And that surely must make a difference in our lives. Surely it must make a difference in our life. Surely if we know that we are saved by grace, it surely must make a difference in our life. And there may be some of you here this morning that you're visiting because somebody's pulled you along to church. Some of you might say, well, I'm not in that category. Well, you could be. You could be. Jesus wants to give hope and forgiveness to everybody. There might be some of you who are here today because you've come, because you've been told to come by somebody else, and you once had a loving, saving relationship with Jesus, but you've walked away for far too long. Maybe this Easter is the day to say, I'm coming back to Jesus. I'm coming back to meet with you again. So let us be resurrected people. Let us live out that hope that we have in Jesus. Takes me on to number two. It says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In him, great mercy he has given to us. New birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We're resurrected people, but we're people full of hope. Because it says there that Christ's mercy, he had given us a new birth into the living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We're not just resurrected people, but we're people full of hope. Full of hope because we know, we knew on Friday that Sunday was coming. And we know today that actually the day that God calls us to go to be with him, it will not be a day of great sadness in many ways for us. It will be a day of great hope for us. because we'll be in that place where Jesus calls us to be with him. For the people that are left, maybe it will be painful. Of course it would be. But for us, we will be in the place where Jesus calls us to be. So we're resurrected people, but we also need to be hopeful people. New birth in a living hope for the resurrection of Christ. Christ gives us hope because of the resurrection. And what about the third thing? It says this in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 to 9. Joyful people. Are we a joyful people? Dear. If I said that in Peru, they'd say, Amen, Pastor, que pasa? Amen, aleluya. And in England, they say, Yes. Lord, pray the spirit of Latino on these people in the name of Jesus. Amen. Aleluya. Gloria a Dios. Todos ustedes es guapas. That means you're all beautiful. Well, it might mean that. I'm only joking. But we're resurrected people. We're people full of hope. But we need to be people full of joy. It says in 1 Peter, though you may have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with inexpressible and glorious joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. See, God wants us to be a resurrected people. He wants us to know that we're saved by grace. He wants us to be a hopeful people, knowing that we have new birth into a living hope, which is life eternal with Jesus. But he also wants us to be a joyful people so that we can show that joy to a needy world. At the end of that passage, it says, For you have received the goal of your faith, the salvation of your soul. We have only received the salvation of our soul because Jesus no longer is on that cross. If Jesus was on that cross, if Jesus didn't die on that cross, there would be no salvation in our souls. There would be no Rady Baptist Church. There wouldn't be no Pastor Scott because there wouldn't be any churches. You see, Jesus went on the cross and died. He died so that he can save our souls, so he can give us salvation that only comes from Jesus. And that salvation surely must help us to flow out abundant joy, does it? When I think about today, I think about what Jesus has done for me. I just have that security in my heart that I know that I've got a place in heaven. I know that there's a place waiting for me, but I also know because of the salvation that I've received from Jesus, that fills me with joy. Because however difficult my life was ever to be on this world, in this land, in this nation, I know that one day, because of Jesus, I'll be in his glorious presence, where the streets are marked with gold, where there's no more pain and there's no more suffering. And it's just a beautiful place to be. Rady Baptist Church, God wants us to be Easter people living in a Good Friday world. Not just on the Easter weekend. Can I suggest to you that God wants us to be Easter people living in a Good Friday world? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday too. He wants us. He wants you and I. He wants us as a church to be Easter people living in a Good Friday world. We're resurrected people. We're hopeful people. We're joyful people because of Jesus. I want to just close by asking you just two questions. If you're here today and you've been a Christian for a long time, could you say today that you're joyful and hopeful and you're a person that knows that you're saved by grace? So often in our Christian life, we can forget that, can't we? We can just do the Christian thing. We can just go to church and drink tea and do whatever else we do. But I want you to know this morning, if you're a Christian, that actually God has plans for us as Easter people. God has plans for your life. God has plans for my life. God has plans for all of our lives together. God wants us to be a church that are Easter people in a Good Friday world. What did we do yesterday? We were Easter people in a Good Friday world. I went to watch the football yesterday. Thank you, Mike. Mike scored a penalty. But when he gets tackled, he's quite Latino, Mike Collins. He falls all over the place. It's interesting because when Mike gets tapped, he falls over. He's a bit like the Latino Brazilians, you know. But let me tell you what happened. Yesterday, I won't tell you the whole details, but but somebody got told off by the referee. It wasn't me. Somebody got told off by the referee and he got a red card. And so he walked off the pitch and he went bleep, 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 bleep. I won't repeat what he said. And he went away and we finished the game and Mr. Hemmings, where is he? There he is, just there. Mr. Hemmings Sr., the senior member of the family. We had an idea that we were going to give loads of people Easter eggs after the football, didn't we? And they were over there. It was another Baptist church and we won 2-0. But they were over there and we said, why don't you come over? We want to give you some Easter eggs. And this guy who got sent off, he was like, boop, 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 boop. He was really cross. And we said, well, why don't you come over? And then they had a little argument with the ref. And then he came over. And then we just said, look, Radio Baptist Church, we're sharing a miracle this Easter. We want to give you all an Easter egg. And we want to say that actually this weekend's all about Jesus. And it's all about Jesus who brings love to us. That's all we said. And as we gave this guy this Easter egg, I did it like this. Just in case he was just like, there's the vicar, we'll have a go at him. I gave him this Easter egg, and as we did, his face was a picture, wasn't it? He just went, wow. Wow. And he said to me, why are you giving me this then? I said, because Jesus loves you, and Jesus has a plan for you. And he took the egg, and as soon as he took that egg in his hand, he walked to every single player, didn't he? And he shook their hand, and he said, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me for what I've just said on the football pitch? And he said sorry to every single football player. I thought that was quite a moment, really. Because actually all we did, we just showed him a different way. And as he received that egg, he started to do it in a different way. God wants you and I, God wants us as a church, to be Easter people, to bring the power of the resurrection. May it be chocolate eggs, may it be love, may it be a kind word, whatever it may be. But Jesus wants us as Easter people to bring the power of the resurrection into the Good Friday world so we can set those people free. Are we prepared to do that? I hope that we are. And if you're here this morning and you are only here at church because you've been told to come, and you don't know who Jesus is, Jesus wants to say to you today, you no longer need to live in a Good Friday world. You can live in a world full of hope, full of resurrected power, full of grace that you can only receive from Jesus. Let's pray, and we're going to sing a song. Let's pray.